Bison and the Duster is back on the schedule once again, and I'm sure you've heard about all the, boy, we've had some in the 20-plus years I've been doing this, the great matchups way back when, and the rivalry renewed a little bit, and glad to be back playing Holdridge and McCook once again.
Absolutely, man. I know our kids are pumped. I think a lot of them got to watch this game as they were growing up, and they're looking forward to having a lot of fun.
Your team got off to a great start. Couldn't ask for a better start on the road at Sydney with a big 47-27 win.
Yeah, the boys, you know, I think that's a testament. They put in a ton of time this summer and had some matchups we liked in that game. And, you know, we've just been grinding and then trying to make things get back in that direction here for the last couple weeks.
Last couple of weeks have been some tough games against good opponents. Adams Central is, boy, legit this year, no question, with that game and a battle with the Bison of Central City. So last couple of weeks haven't gone your way, but I'm sure you saw some bright spots to take from those two games into this one.
Absolutely. There's a lot of things, and it's football is such a funny game where you need 11 players doing their job, and it really feels like we got nine or so on most of the plays, and it usually we got a lot of stuff to fix, I guess is what I'm getting at. And we feel if we can make those changes, we can compete with anybody on our schedule.
Coach, I tell you, this district is so wide open, going into the fourth game. Look at, the Mindens, the Gothenburgs, Broken Bows, and Cozeds, and yourself. Everybody's right there, separated by a game or so.
Yeah, and it's real interesting. McCook opens up with four of those five teams, don't they?
Exactly right. We've had a chance to see, Gothenburg, Broken Bow, and Cozette, and now yourself. So, again, that you're right in the thick of things. No question here down the stretch is district play will be going here pretty soon.
Yeah, so we're, preparing, and we're probably in the best spot. We get to see, in our preparation, we see all three district opponents of ours that have played McCook. And we've had that feeling since the end of last year or this summer, whatever you want to say. And we just, got to compete and come out and do our jobs and let the rest take care of itself.
I've heard a ton about your quarterback and the senior Jackson Heinrichs. Talk about that young man. He's pretty special, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a special playmaker. We know teams are going to be keen on him. We know if we get a chance to get him in some space, he can do some uncommon things with the football. And so really it just comes down to trying to get opportunities and trying to get everybody on our team doing their job.
You'd love to have the ball in his hands as much as you can, but you've got some other kids, some playmakers that you can find as well.
Yeah, there's some guys that have really improved with their game speed from last year to this, and just trying to get everybody to buy in, to give them a chance and get them an opening and some space, and we feel they can do some things if we're able to make that happen for them.
Jaden Jansen, a senior back. We know the Jansen name really well here in the McCook area, that's for sure. And how has he fared at tailback this year?
Yeah, he's one of those kids that's elusive as well. We get him a chance to get in some open field. I know he's a little banged up, as I'm sure most teams are right now, but he's definitely, his game speed has gotten to the level that we want, and he's become a lot more aggressive, and I think that's really helped him out this year. I know he had a big game at Sydney, and then really just getting our guys to understand against Adams Central, man, a four-yard run is a pretty good play. It's not always these 80-yard touchdown runs and that type of thing, but really just hitting holes full speed and doing your job.
You mentioned, being a little bit banged up. We've been banged up with some injuries the last couple of weeks. Has that affected you as well?
Yeah, I think it's normal wear and tear. We have maybe one or two kids that are big question marks, but really, I think, knock on wood, I think we're lucky, having three games under our belt and having almost everybody able to go full in practice on Tuesday, and I think we're fortunate.
Tackle to tackle, you've got some seniors, you've got some juniors, and a young sophomore as well. That offensive line been pretty good for you.
Yeah, we've definitely been, that's been one of our focal points is trying to clean up our schemes and playing at a pad level that is associated with winning football. And I feel if we can get that to happen, we should be able to do things we want to do.
Coach, obviously you've had a chance to watch the Bison on game film. What's got to be done to pick up a big home win on Friday?
Jeez, we we have to play really well. We got to be the most disciplined team on the field. And I know my vibe from watching McCook is they usually take that award on Fridays. They know what they're doing and they do their job very well. For us, we got to be able to get something going on the ground and then tackle well on defense and hold the line of scrimmage.
Any similarities between McCook and Adams Central?
That's a good question, because I know those two teams play here coming up shortly mm-hmm. as well. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly right. Right down the line, exactly right.
Yeah, I think that one's going to be a barn burner. I see similarities in the discipline and the guys that know exactly what they're doing. They schematically they're different, but there's a lot of similarities in that both teams are very well coached, and both teams have guys on the field that do what their coaches want them to do.